This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Okay, first of all, after they get the rebound and Halliburton is dancing out there, what did you legitimately think was going to happen?
Okay, let me take you through the sequence here. First, that call didn't make me feel as bad as I thought it would. That's where I'll leave that.
I was about to say, at least we won the radio calls.
Yeah, at least we won that one. So, I'm not taking a shot at that guy. I don't know, but I think he'd want that one back. Anyway, I will tell you what happened. So I'm in the basement, and I started freaking out, and I'm behind everybody. And so I had to go to the bathroom real bad. So I went to the bathroom, came back. There's like 45 seconds left. And I just started, and I've done this before for games, and I don't like that I do this. Because before I used to just turn the TV off and wait for my phone to light up about a win or a loss. I don't want to do that anymore when I get real nervous. Now, I start refreshing social media over and over and over again. The circle, I keep hitting the circle over and over and over again. Just click, 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 waiting for it to populate. And I knew I was behind everybody. And I saw one of the reporters in Cleveland, and they put out something, and it was like 2-0 series. And for a second, I went, okay, we won. And I went, wait a minute. And I looked and go, oh, no. And I looked up at the TV, and the ball's bopping around, and he gets the ball, and he's dancing at the top of the key, and he hits the three, and then he turns around, and he does the, what was that celebration?
You just say the Sam Cassell.
Yeah, the Sam Cassell.
Turns Pedro around and does, Serrano.
Turns around and does the Pedro Serrano, Sam Cassell, and I was just shocked. I was just shocked. I didn't know what to do with myself. And then as time went on, it just felt worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And then the phone went crazy, and I just wanted to go hide in a bunker and not come out. That's the way I felt last night. And then I told you, I was on my way in this morning, and I stopped at the gas station, and there was a guy, and he recognized me, and I talked to him, and he goes, what happened with the Cavs last night? I go, oh, man, you know, it's going to be a rough one today. He goes, well, I don't know what happened. I go, oh, he's like, I'm sorry, I've been working all night. I have no clue. I had to tell him the bad news. He goes, oh, did we get blown out? I go, no, much worse than that. I said, I can barely do it justice. Terrible way to end his shift.
I am watching this. I'm watching this. He had, man, Ty Jerome. I mean, just had no chance. He has Strus flanking him to the left, but Strus doesn't want to come too far, you know, off of Neesmith, and as he starts to go right, then he lurches, Jerome lurches, allows that opening for Halliburton to drive left around him, but you're good. If he drives around you, remember, you're up two. Once he's inside the key, it's like he can't win the game.
The Ty Jerome stuff, guys, he would have had a better chance if he was running around the gym over in Indianapolis. He would have had a better chance to do anything for this team. That was as bad as it gets last night.
Probably one of the worst games as a pro.
Couldn't defend, couldn't shoot, couldn't dribble.
Had no confidence. Any of that stuff.
And they put him out there on the floor at the end of the game.
He was panicky Pete in the entire situation. Now this, look, this Halliburton shot.
What do you do if you're Atkinson, by the way? I'm sorry. What do you do if you're Atkinson? Because he was freaking out the entire game. So if you're going to put, I'm talking about Jerome. You put him out there at the end of the game. Do you just do it because you do it? You're like, well, you're a professional. Or you're like, man, this guy's freaking out. I can't have him out here.
The only thing I can think, because Owen asked the question before about why was he out there. When you're thinking, all right, Wade, if he's out there, he'll get a rebound, right? I mean, he had 9 rebounds in the game, I think. So, you know, you feel like you'd have more confidence instead.
I felt like he played some good defense in the middle of the game, too. Dean Wade.
Yeah, well, he's tough to – you can't just back him down. It's tougher – he had Siakam in the first two games having tough stretches to get shots off. But I think he's out there because he's such a better free throw shooter than Wade that you're expecting Cavs will just get the rebound. Maybe they'll make a pass. Jerome, a much better free throw shooter. The issue was you got to get the rebound first. I mean, there's nothing more important than getting that rebound. And they don't have a timeout. So you can't...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sub him out, and I think that's probably what Atkinson was thinking. The other thing is, Halliburton's got one of the worst shooting forms in the NBA. He shot 22% from three-point range in the opening series. He's always been kind of streaky. The way that he has this ball on a yo-yo and then does that step back, and it's the prettiest form of Halliburton's career. I've never seen a shot look better. It looks like it's going in from the moment that he takes that shot, and you just wish... there would have been a way that Jerome would have run him off that three-point line. Because at the very worst, you're taking a mid-range two.
Gosh, this is terrible. 216-474-0092. You get to Brandon in Paramount Heights. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing okay. Go ahead.
So I got two things. I was at the game last night. You cannot have Ty Jerome in the starting lineup. Because they were running pick and rolls. And Merrill would be wide open for a three. And Twinkle Toes would drive to the lane and lose the ball or shoot a shot that was 2 feet too short. I mean, if Garland doesn't come back, we're getting swept in this series if Jerome is on the court at integral moments. He's great off the bench, cannot start. The second thing I have...
if we got other guys, like if DeAndre Hunter's not out there, I don't... do we want to just play Craig Porter Jr. more minutes?
Yeah, nice four-minute stretch.
He had a great stretch there with that defensive play.
Deflecting balls.
Still in the slam.
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon.
Porter Jr., looked. I would have had him out there more than Ty Jerome. He looked great when he was out there last night. And the second thing I have is the key to defeating the Cavs is be a physical basketball team. The Pacers are way more physical than the Cavs. And if you look at it, it's like the Cavs are afraid to go up for rebounds. They're afraid to get in the lane with the Pacers. They have no toughness on this team. They get punched in the mouth, and they don't punch back.
Brandon, thank you very much for the call. It's tough.
Jared Allen showed some toughness last night, and I think Max Strus brought the physicality. Now, that's not supposed to be his role. You know, he's supposed to be sharpshooting and, you know, another creator when the other guards are out or in foul trouble or whatever. So he had to do a lot last night.
Well, missing Evan Mobley when he says, you know, nobody was in the lane, like missing Evan Mobley.
It's a big deal.
A huge deal.
Yeah.
You get back to the phones here. 216-474-0092. Mike and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Mike.
So, you're right, Kenny. I like when they're interviewing, I'm like Max. If you were going to interview me after that game last night, I would have been a lot like him. You know, like, yes. I'm just so, I want to get to that next game because I got my elbow sharpened up and I'm ready to go.
Yes.
And I just think that's part of what's gone on. And, you know, the situational things, the free throw rebounding, the cutouts, win your battle with your man. Just win your damn battle with your man. Same thing on the inbounds, you know, out-hustle your guy to the ball. We just showed terrible execution in the end of that. But the thing I really want to throw out is the physical thing. The last caller started to throw it out. I'm so tired. This is not just a Cavs thing. I kind of think it's a Cleveland thing, and I don't understand why. We need to fight back harder when we get punched. And I'm so tired of us, like, kind of responding or maybe not even responding at all. It's happened for years. We should not be getting out-physicaled in this series. There's just no excuse for it. When you watch guys dive in on free throws and jumping ahead of us, and we got it's just get nastier. And I'm not looking for goonball, but I just, you know, they're showing us exactly what takes us off our game, and we're allowing it to happen. So get it right, Atkinson. You're down by players now. Take somebody out.
You know,
I just mean
I understand. Make them play. I know what you're saying. Mike, I mean, Mike, I don't think – I'm not saying goonball or anything like that, but, I mean, at the same time, you got with the Pacers. Aaron Nesmith was willing to let it all hang out, obviously, to go and try to get a win, smell blood in the water and do it. I mean, we were talking about Nembhard very much, and then, obviously, Mathurin. And people calling him dirty. I'm going, I think that we just haven't watched the postseason yet. I don't like the guy either. But I'm glad we found a villain, a common villain, but damn – The postseason's been like this. Lima said it. It's been wrestling matches. And they, while Milwaukee went in five, they were in five wrestling matches. It got obviously very nasty with them and the Bucks. And they were sharpened, where Miami, it was all they could do to get out of that series as quickly as possible so they can go on vacation. Even though they're already in Miami, it's vacation city.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.